Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 18, and today's verse is from Surah Mu'minun, ayah 51. Kulu min at-tayyibat, eat of the good things. I thought this passage about food was particularly appropriate for the month of fasting. There's actually so much in Islam about food and eating, naturally, as we realise in this month just how much of our life it takes up. As such, food and eating can actually become part of our worship and remembrance of Allah. The rest of this verse is, eat of the good things and act righteously. How interesting that the verse itself links good food to good deeds. That famous phrase is true then, we are what we eat. Islam teaches us that the food we consume will affect our soul and our connection with Allah. We know that food affects the way we think and the way we behave. If you're still unsure about this, think about what happens when you give a small child a litre of fizzy Coke. The word tayyibat means food that is pure and wholesome. I'm sure Allah doesn't mind us having an unhealthy treat from time to time, but it's about our routine and being conscious of what we consume. We've been given guidelines on how to eat by our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, so that we can stay not only healthy in body and mind, but to help our connection with Allah so that we don't become hard-hearted through the food that we eat. The Prophet says, when you eat, spare one third of the stomach for food, one third for drink, and one third for breath. To leave some space, I know that's something I'm finding especially hard at iftar time. So staying healthy and eating good food is actually a commandment that Allah gives us in the Quran. And this month of fasting is the perfect time to think about the link between our food and our connection with Allah. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Kulu, eat, and tayyibat, meaning good or wholesome. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a fork and knife for eat, and a grain for wholesome. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. My intention might be to stop snacking or eating when I notice that I'm starting to get full up. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below and inshallah we can all learn together.